Okay. Dwayne, I'm gonna read the first question, then you will have 10 minutes. After you finish that first question, look at me, and then I'll read the second question, same with the third question, okay?
Okay.
Question number one, what qualifications and experience do you possess to be the coroner of Caldwell County? Start.
First of all, I'd like to thank the Caldwell County Republican Committee for having this event tonight. For everybody to get up here and share their views on what they think is best for this county. My qualifications is I've been certified with the state of Kentucky through DOCJT for 36 years. I've been with the Caldwell County Coroner's Office for 36 years. I've been a deputy for 23 and a half, and the last 12 and a half years I've actually been the coroner here in this county. I've had training every year. My first year, I had 40 hours. Every year after that, I had 18. And that, as far as the training goes, we have all different levels of training, from, you know, blood splatter, how to run a coroner's office, how to approach a crime scene, things of this nature, things that really help us in the field as we do our job along with law enforcement. And one other thing, Larry, and I just wanted to tell everybody as well, too, that I've been with Morgan's Funeral Home here in Princeton for 39 years as a funeral director and embalmer. So that's a little bit of brief history about my workplace.
Question number two, please describe the duties of the county coroner.
The duties of the county coroner, there are a lot of different issues that we have to go by, adhere to as far as regulations. The first and foremost thing that we normally do, or that is the most important thing, is to sign the death certificate as the cause and manner of death. That's very important. That's the number one thing that we look at. Other things that we do, we investigate. We're an investigative tool along with our local law enforcement, our state and federal. We do that as well. We do a I can't think of the word I'm trying to say here, but the investigation part, we go along with them. They do their investigation, and then we do our own investigation as well as them, and then we come together and talk about it, and we come to a conclusion. If we can't come to a conclusion on that certain individual of maybe what happened to them, what caused their death, then we have the authority by the state of Kentucky to order an autopsy. A lot of people don't want to hear that word, and and I don't either. But sometimes it's necessary to have to do those things in order to find out exactly what happened to that person. You know, if they have no health issues, anything of that nature, then, you know, we've got to find out what the problem was and what happened. And I know people want to stay away from that word, but it's something that we have to do as coroners. We also have to make death notifications. When people see us at their door, we're seeing those folks at their worst time in their life. You know, many emotions flood those people because they know what we're there for. And it's to deliver a bad message to them. We also take toxicology, which that is helpful in our investigations, as well as to determine if said subject was under the influence of any alcohols, drugs, anything of that nature. It will show an amount, what it was. And we can take that into consideration before we put our final words on the death certificate. We can order inquest, a coroner's inquest. What that is if we all can't get together and we can't find a common denominator as far as what happened to that person, then we can have we can order a coroner's inquest, and we can panel six people, give them all the information, let them make the final ruling, and then that's what we normally would go by. We do postmortem exams on bodies. We take possession of the body so that we can perform these exams, because when you're on scene, you're not trying to be in a hurry, but you need to try to do your best in trying to get that body out from the scene. You know, it may take an hour, it may take 2 hours, but you have to do that in a timely manner so that you can get all your facts and things straight.
Question number three, how would you handle a mass fatality incident in Caldwell County?
A mass fatality, that's five or more deaths at one time. The state is prepared for this. They have three trailers all around the state that has all the equipment, things that we might need in case of a mass disaster here. They have mass fatality teams that can be called in a moment's notice. They get together, they come to your area, they get with you. You tell them what you need as far as if you need a place to take bodies to tag them, whatever it is that you need them to do, they're there for you to help you. I know our Kentucky Coroners Association has sent people, you know, from down in Louisiana when the big hurricane hit down there. They stayed for several days down there helping those folks. And then, of course, in December when we had our tornado, they were in Mayfield helping and assisting those folks during their time down there. So the mass casualty is a bad thing to happen, but you've always got resources that you can contact and you can depend on them to come in and help in that time of your crisis.
Thank you,
Dwayne. And I got one more thing I want to read. This was, when I first started as a coroner, this was our mission statement to the people here in Caldwell County. And it reads as this: to maintain the highest standard of professionalism and integrity in determining and investigating the cause and manner of death, to maintain respect for the grieving families in their time of need. We want the people of Caldwell County to know by our words and actions that we are sincere and loyal to them, and we give them the highest regard to each and every one. Thank you.
Next up, we have Kevin Lane. Is anybody hot? No? Okay. Kevin, I will read you the first question, and I will start your time. After you finish question one, look at me, and I'll read you question number two. Same thing after question number two, look at me, and I'll read you question number three. Question number one, what qualifications and experience do you possess to be the coroner of Caldwell County? Start.
First of all, I want to thank the Republican Committee for allowing me this opportunity to be here. I am Kevin Lane. I am a son of James A. Lane and Wanda Morse Harris. I was born right here in Caldwell County at the Caldwell County War Memorial Hospital. I have my wife, Amy. She is a LPN at Princeton Nursing and Rehabilitation. I have two sons, Jesse and Ethan, and a stepson, Joey Hobby. 15 years ago, I joined the Republican Party by choice. I made this choice because I believed in the conservative and Christian values that the Republican Party stands for. Growing up, my father was a former deputy coroner for Caldwell County. I watched his dedication and compassion and genuine care that he had for the families that he served. I do meet the qualifications for being coroner. I am over the age of 24. I've been a lifelong resident of Caldwell County all my life, and I have filed the necessary paperwork to run for the office. When elected coroner of Caldwell County, I will be required by law to attend 40-hour week of intense basic training, as all other newly elected coroners do. With that training, I will then be authorized to perform my elected duties. Every year after that, I will be required to attend 18 hours or more of continuing education classes. So by the end of my first term, I will have received at least or more 97 hours of training.
Question number two. Please describe the duties of the county coroner.
So a coroner investigates the death of any individual that dies suddenly or without medical explanation in the county. Coroners collect crime scene evidence for investigations. We determine if a case needs to be sent to the medical examiner's office in Madisonville or even perhaps Louisville for autopsy. One duty many people may not be aware of is the coroner must approve every cremation of any death that occurs in the county. The local funeral homes or wherever the funeral home may be cannot perform cremation until the coroner has approved and signed off on it. We often collect evidence that would submit to determine if any drugs were in someone's system at the time of death. Finally, the coroner is also a duly sworn officer of the law, such as the sheriff or any of his deputies.
Number three, how would you handle a mass fatality incident in Caldwell County?
So a mass fatality is defined as fatalities greater than the resources that you have available. Now, I don't want to create a situation where the county is paying for additional salaries of another deputy and when most of the caseload can be performed by two in the office of the coroner. If there were to be a mass fatality incident in our county, we would follow example of other counties across the state and request additional support from other county coroners. This idea was recently seen in Graves County on the night of the tornado, when the Graves County coroner requested assistance from other coroners across the state, even so far as 2 and 3 hours away. And even if there was a mass casualty somewhere else, the coroner, me being a coroner or whoever, could be called to assist other counties and help them, and it would be an honor to do so. In closing, I just want to say thank you for this opportunity to get to speak to everyone, and I do humbly ask for your vote and support. It's a, you know, whatever the outcome may be, it'll be an experience I'll never forget in my life. Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin. And come back in. Kevin, you just have a seat out there you want to. Next, we have jailers. We have William Harper. Sorry. Joe Don Doon. Are you Joe Don?
No, I'm Frank.
Okay. And you can. Yeah. And Doug Martin. Is Doug here?